What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Route Runners Podcast. I'm your host, Jared.
I'm Shrieker.
I'm Jason. I'm eating Jimmy John's.
And I'm not eating Jimmy John's, but that's fine.
We got a full house today. Well, actually, no, we kind of did last time. James just came late. But, yeah, so a lot to cover today. It's been a while since we've covered NFL. It's been since the Super Bowl, so it's been like a month and a half, which is interesting. But we also had a pretty intense March Madness first 4 days. I think, you know, with my fucking takes on how upsets are, I've been very pleased with the way that this tournament has gone so far. So we'll cover that a little bit in the beginning, maybe just go over the regions a little bit. Do we want to talk about Penn State or?
Nah. Horns no? down.
Nah, horns are up now. It was It was a great run.
Bro said horns are up.
Horns are up now. Yeah, it was a great run.
Jared secretly wanted Texas to win.
Yeah, we got fake fan.
Yeah. Okay. So
if you saw Jared at the Penn State game, I don't think he got up once to cheer.
That's just not true at all. But whatever. Yeah. So
in the streets, he was doing horns up the whole time. I saw him. I was just upside down.
And I don't know the regions by name again, but the top left, we have Alabama versus San Diego State, a 1-5, and we also have 6-seed Creighton versus 15-seed Princeton. Those are both tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Texas plays tomorrow.
This Princeton run has been interesting, mainly because they played like shit in their first game against Arizona, which they won, and then like played really well against Missouri, who's usually an offensive team, and they kind of shut them down. But I don't think that that would beat Creighton. I think Creighton's kind of too good. Who beat Baylor, who I had going very far?
Yeah, I picked Creighton for this. Creighton is a really good team. I don't know.
Like
I can't see them losing to Princeton. I mean, I said the same thing about Arizona. Well, I didn't say anything about Arizona, but. If I think Creighton can beat Arizona, then I think they're going to beat Providence. Princeton, no problem. I just started like 8 times in that 2-sentence span, so I'm sorry about that.
I honestly think that Creighton has a less chance of losing than Bama. I think San Diego State's actually really good.
Creighton has a less chance of losing than Houston, in my opinion, because
Bama's actually really good. I think the Princeton run will end here, even though it's been fun to watch.
They're the last double-digit seed.
Yeah.
Which is odd. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. There's always one that makes the Sweet 16.
Well, I feel like there's usually more than one double-digit team
in the last couple of years. Sweet 16. Not this year.
Less upsets.
Of course they're from New Jersey.
But I actually – the Alabama-San Diego State matchup intrigues me a lot because San Diego State's defense is really, really good. And, I mean, they shut down Furman. Like, that's not saying a whole lot. Like, it's going to be hard to shut – a lot harder to shut down Bama, obviously. But I don't know. I think that that's going to be a closer game than people think. But I mean, in the end, I think Bama has the easiest road to come out of any region. Like, I'm still picking Bama to come out of this region for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that also.
I didn't before. Does anyone oppose that?
No, I have Bama too. So.
Yeah, I have Bama Alla.
This is one of the regions like I had the right Sweet 16 besides Princeton actually.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna.
Oh, I've been doing so bad with.
There was one region I have the whole Sweet 16 wrong. So the Purdue region.
Yeah, I think that one's the most fun. So obviously, Purdue lost their first game to a 16 seed, second time a 16 seed.
Their tallest player was 6'6".
Yeah, and they lost to a team, and they beat a team who has a guy who's a foot taller than that, pretty much.
Yeah, and is going to be player of the year.
Yeah.
So
that, I think Purdue is kind of, I don't know if they're a choke team lately, but kind of.
They've lost to like almost every seed now, besides four. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I thought that was Arizona.
They're like number one. They choke every fucking year.
They've lost to 2 15 seeds.
The three like schools that choke the most are like all lost in the first round. Virginia,
Purdue,
and Arizona.
Except Texas somehow, because they usually choke too.
I mean, I wouldn't qualify that. They just haven't been that good. But yeah, so the bottom region is 9-seed Florida Atlantic versus 4-seed Tennessee. I think that's going to be a fun game. And then I think the game of the Sweet 16 is Kansas State versus Michigan State.
Yeah, that's the one that has, like, That's the most 50-50 game.
Yeah, it's a 1-point Michigan State spread, which is interesting because
Izzo.
Well, yeah, the 7 seed over the 3.
I mean, Kentucky's favorite over Kansas State.
Yeah, it's also interesting, and it didn't work out.
It's just because like the stats show that like Kansas State is like
not
really overplaying.
So what I'm hearing is Kansas State is Cooper Rush because you never bet against them.
Yeah, I guess so.
But you have to go Kansas State now.
I no, this one I'm like I legit don't know because I think you know they both have pretty good guards. Michigan State's been really hot. Like they like kind of murdered Marquette, who has been an offensive fire, like or offensive
fire truck.
I was gonna say an offensive firepower. That's not a sentence.
Yeah.
But like
no, that's.
And offensive fire
powerhouse.
You power. Say? There you
yeah,
go.
There we go.
And they shut them down, and they're not like particularly known for their defense. So, but that was interesting. Kansas State is a very good defensive team. So I think that matchup is 50-50. And however, I think that Tennessee is going to make the Final Four out of this region.
Tennessee has been really good.
They've been a lot better than I expected.
Yes, and I thought they were going to lose to Duke.
I thought they were going to lose in the first round. Obviously,
I think they're still going to lose to FAU.
You
really?
Do?
They're like. The same, they're like a very similar team to Missouri, who beat them twice pretty easily.
Yeah,
but they're not Missouri.
Well, yeah, but they're like them.
No,
yeah, I mean, like they, the way they play offensively is pretty much the same as Missouri, and which is what is Tennessee's weaknesses, which they don't really have much defensively. So,
I think it's just going to be like they're. I don't know. I think that they're just playing really, really well right now, and it's just the momentum's just going to carry over. I mean, even without Ziegler, like they shut down Duke, who was one of the hottest programs in the nation, especially offensively, and obviously facing offensive team like really good offensive teams like would be their weakness, like you said with Missouri, but they just did that in Duke. Who's better probably at everything, and they just beat them.
But I mean,
and they
like,
beat them pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, Duke was hot, but, like, over the whole season, who would you have taken?
Duke or Missouri?
Like, offensively.
Offensively, yeah, Missouri.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, yeah, Duke was hot, but, like, it could have just been, like, a good stretch, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
like, every game that I've been confident in, just I've been wrong.
Oh, same.
And in every game, like, yeah, I don't know. Those are the ones that are right somehow.
Yeah.
So
this is
March Madness works.
This year has been I've been doing very, very bad. The Kansas State Michigan State game I think is going to be very fun to watch. I think I have to go with Michigan State just because of Tom Izzo. So I think it'll be a Michigan State Tennessee Sweet 16 and or Elite Eight, and I think Tennessee will win.
I thought Kentucky was definitely going to beat Kansas State last round. I thought Montana State had a good chance to keep it close. So I'm done fading them, and I'm just going to take Kansas State. And so that means Michigan State will probably win. But I'm going to pick Kansas State.
I got the Wordle in 3.
Yes. Top right is Houston, Miami, which I actually think Miami might win that game, and Texas Xavier, which I don't know. Xavier looked really, really good in that game against Pitt. And I know it's Pitt, but, I mean, I took Miami spread tomorrow.
Nice.
And I think Texas will beat Xavier. I think, you know, like, I mean, they beat us. And we played pretty well. They just played a little bit better. They just have a
good, I don't even think that. They just – because they only had one made three. I mean, in the paint they killed us. But like,
yeah. And
we had so many opportunities.
And they – I don't know. Yeah, Xavier is good. Like, but I just like –
but Texas is better.
I think – yeah. And Sean Miller doesn't have the best tournament record.
He used to go to Arizona. Right?
Yeah, Texas, and they always choked.
Texas also has Giancarlo Esposito as a head coach.
They do. Yeah.
So –
yeah, I'm gonna go with Texas, and I think they're gonna. Well, obviously they'll either play Houston or Miami, but
wait, Xavier has that one tall ass guy.
Yeah,
their center,
Zach Fremantle.
Yeah, and I think he's gonna give Diesel a problem. Okay, like more.
They're bigger. Yeah,
they have all you need is the stuff. It's Marcus Carr. They have a Serge Ibari Rice, Hunter, and Diesel. But I think they have a taller team that could be able to stop Texas.
Yeah, Texas does not seem like a good 3-point team. So if you stop them in the paint, then you can't really do much.
Yeah. Will be an interesting game.
I had Houston Xavier before the tournament, so I'm just going to stick with that. I mean, I really like Houston. I have the whole year, so I think they can keep up with them offensively, even though like they have struggled. Like they've only played one good half the whole tournament so far. So like, yeah, it's kind of hard to stay confident in them, but their defense is so good. They have such a well-rounded team. Or I don't think they'll have a problem with Miami, because Miami's defense also kind of sucks.
Oh, it does. So yeah, it's either Miami's either gonna ride the hot hand and they're gonna win, like by a decent amount, or Houston will win a close game. That's kind of how I felt how with their last game against my Indiana, and it was weird because Miami started off really well, then Indiana came back and like, I think they took the lead at the half, and then Miami kind of ran away with it in the end. So I feel like with this, it's kind of it may be the same thing. But in the end, I'll go Houston. But I think Miami's gonna end up keeping it close, because I think it'll be a close game. And if that's the case, I think Houston will win.
I don't know, because their center Ruga something hasn't practiced in a while.
Houston's?
Ruga guy's on Miami, right?
The Ruga guy.
I have no idea. I've never heard that name before.
I was saying
they're just very guard.
He hasn't practiced. Yeah. Who's catching the rebounds? Because Alabama's really good at rebounding.
Houston, you mean?
Houston.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go Houston. So I'll stick with what I originally had with my Elite Eight, Houston, Texas, and I don't know.
I'm going Houston.
I guess I'll go Houston, but they have not looked as good as I would have hoped for a team I picked to win the championship. Even though I'm like almost last in every bracket that I'm in with that bracket, so it is what it is. You find it?
Yeah, Wuga Poplar had a back injury against Indiana. And his status is still TBD for tomorrow's game.
Which is bad news for him, because Houston has Jairus Walker as their center, who's like freshman of the year in their conference.
Yeah.
And I feel like – I kind of feel like they match up well with Miami, just because like Miami all like guards, and yeah, that's kind of what they're good at stopping. Like they have really good perimeter defense.
Yeah, so it's – yeah, we'll see. I think it'll be a close game, though, just because of how hot Miami is. So, I don't know. That's just me. And then the last region we got Arkansas, UConn, which I think
UCLA
is going to be
Gonzaga.
Fun. And then, yeah, UCLA, Gonzaga. I'm starting to think that it may be the Zags' year. Maybe not to win, but I think like if I were to change a Final Four pick, I think that the Zags, you know, I don't know, they look really good. And they look like, you know, they're flying under the radar a little bit. And I never picked Gonzaga to go far. But it looks like this year may finally be the year where they exceed expectations. So I think that they'll win that game against UCLA. I mean, I haven't watched a second of UCLA like actually play in this tournament so far. I don't know why.
They have a good squad.
They do. I mean, I picked them to go to win this game originally, but yeah, I don't know. I'm going Gonzaga and I'm going UConn, and then I don't know after that. Up, it's close. UConn has looked incredible so far.
Yeah.
They're two guards, and
they're in my Final Four,
and their center is really good.
I had Gonzaga and UConn before the tournament, so I'm going to stick with that. But like I don't know. It's kind of hard to pick against UConn in the next round. So if I had to pick a team to go to the Final Four right now, I'd probably say UConn.
Yeah, I'd probably.
They look so good.
Yeah, I'd probably have to agree. They look incredible, and Arkansas looks really good too. Like I think Bama has a really easy road. The other three. I honestly, like, I could see anyone making it out. Like, it's going to be very, very interesting. So, does anyone have anything else to say about that before we get into free agency?
I'm taking UCLA. Don't know why, but...
To come out of the
win
region?
It all?
No.
Uh-oh.
I have UConn on Final Four.
Okay.
I can see how Gonzaga can, like, go very far, because this is kind of... They're, like, a three seed. No one's really paying attention to them much. And,
yeah.
Of course, now, like...
They look really good.
Yeah, exactly. That's
my God.
But, yeah, I'm going to go UCLA, UConn, and then UConn in Final Four.
I think I think if I like were to change everything, I don't know, Bama just looks so good right now. I'm going to say Bama, UConn is the final.
I'm sticking Texas, Bama. That's what I picked beforehand, and
I'm
sticking with
that. That's fair. The left side was so weak, and I think that's coming to truth now because of that. So, yeah, my updated Final Four is Bama, Houston, Tennessee, UConn.
Mine is let me get to it. Bama, Tennessee, Texas, UConn. So if that stays true, I would have had three originally in my Final Four. I had Bama, Texas, and UConn, but I had Purdue because I changed it because I'm a dumbass. But they lost. So.
They did.
So if I have three out of the four of the Final Four correct, I'd be happy with myself.
All right, we good to move on?
Yeah, my Final Four is probably going to be the three teams that I still have in it. Xavier, UConn, Bama, and then give me Jerome Tang, Lil Baby, Lowdown, Kansas State, Wildcats.
Lowdown?
That's a song for Lil Baby.
Oh, okay. All right, so we got a lot of NFL news to catch up on. It's been a while again. So I have a list of the top 100.
Free agents?
Yeah. So,
it's so actually we'll, top 101.
That was it. So,
because he fought Alfano.
So well,
he's from the town over from me.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's breezy.
That's so breezy.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was drafted. Did you have a party?
No, I don't actually know him, but he's like a meme, and
he's a meme here too.
Yeah,
is he a meme because of his name?
That's why it is.
Probably.
And the draft announcement: the Detroit Lions will take Iafatu Melifonwu, cornerback, Syracuse. Anyway,
nevertheless,
so obviously we're not going to spend our time going through 101 different players.
We were not.
But I'll just kind of name everyone, name the contract.
Overrated.
Sure. We can, like, kind of just...
Just do the ones that, like, stick out the most.
Yeah.
Like
if people stick out, then we'll talk about it. Like, I can already tell you, the 18th person on this list is Draymond Jones to the Seahawks.
Who is that?
I don't think we're going to talk about that.
I don't know who that is. Is that bad?
Not really.
He's on he's on the.
He was on
Seahawks
the
Seahawks now.
Yeah, now he was on.
He's really good for the Broncos.
He's like D tackle from Ohio State.
I didn't even know he went to Ohio State. So the first one, I think that this one will take a little bit, but Lamar Jackson got tagged, but he got the non-exclusive tag. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Meaning that he gets paid $32 million instead of I think 45 if he got the regular one, and teams can give him offers.
And he can accept those offers.
And he can accept those offers. Well, obviously, the teams would have to accept the offers. But in return, you have to give back two first-round picks. So this is probably an L for the Ravens.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's an L for Lamar.
Yeah, that's smart by the Ravens. You either get two firsts and keep Lamar on a lesser contract.
Exactly. So, yeah. And apparently, no one wants him. Which I don't know.
I wouldn't want to give up two firsts.
Honestly, I think it's kind of weird for the Ravens because, like, with the team they have like so many old players that they're paying a lot where like they should just try and win now. And like if someone takes Lamar, like those two first round picks aren't really going to do you any good because all your good pieces are going to be gone once those guys are drafted.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
like it's done the world and the Panthers can trade for Lamar and then boom, you get Bryce Young.
I mean, I would.
That is true. Yeah. That
I
could
would.
Happen.
Well, not trade for Lamar.
Yeah, it's
like,
just
talk to him.
It's just weird because like I don't know if I'm watching something different than everyone else, but like he's clearly a top eight quarterback in the league. Like I don't see how you can say otherwise.
Well, I think the thing is you have to like change your whole offense to kind of fit what he does, or else like you're not really maximizing what he does well. So like maybe a lot of teams already built their team a certain way and can't really like change to that type of scheme.
Yeah,
because
like,
if you're putting him in the same situation as like Aaron Rodgers was, or like I don't know, like other like Patrick Mahomes, like he probably wouldn't do that well, like as just a straight up passer, and then maybe like you need him in a certain offense to be.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there are some teams that could that their offense is like kind of already centered around. Like this is a bad example because they have a franchise quarterback, but like he would be really good on the Browns. And that's also in division, so that would never happen. But the Titans, too, very run-oriented team, have some weapons.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like the Titans are like just a power run team. Like
the Ravens kind of.
I mean, I guess I don't really know how it works because like it's.
Yeah, the Ravens also got a new offensive coordinator, so their offense could look different anyway.
That's true, but I feel like you're not going to hire an offensive coordinator if you're not going to like, you know.
Consult your quarterback about it.
I guess they didn't.
But
also, like, they're not going to hire someone who's just going to completely change the offense to not play towards their star QB's needs.
Yeah, it's
because I mean, like, Stetson Bennett ran quite a bit in college. I feel like,
yeah,
I mean, definitely not as much as like Lamar should.
Right. it's interesting because, like, I don't know how much he's asking for, but, like, this guy's, like, clearly good enough that he deserves more than some people that have
gotten. They're willing to give him 32 mil, so give him, like,
36.
You know, 10 more won't kill
him.
Yeah,
I was going to say, like.
Like, you make cuts for that more than you would for anything else. Like,
yeah.
How important really is Mark Andrews to your team and Marcus Peters and the guy? Well, Peters is a free agent, but.
The guy, Mark Andrews is pretty valuable.
No, he obviously is, but, like, I would rather keep Lamar Jackson than keep Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
So, like.
With how much Lamar does to, like, impact the community, too, like, I think he's worth all the money. Because, yeah. A, he's going to be filling seats. B, he helps the community out no matter what city he's in. It works, like, tenfold.
Yeah, you lose out on money when you don't re-sign him because you're not going to have as many fans there.
Washington was a
Tyler Huntley's your starting QB.
Exactly.
Washington was a team that was, like, kind of a big name a few weeks ago. How'd you guys feel about that?
I like it.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
I think that would work, too.
Yeah, I could see that.
They low-key kind of have a good running
game. They
have
a really good team. It's just really good.
They have two good receivers. They have a solid running game. I mean, Gibson is a solid change of pace guy.
They have pretty good receivers. Curtis Samuel's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
That's what I thought you were talking about instead of Jahan.
No, I was talking about Jahan. And Brian Robinson's good too. I think that would work really well. And you have Ron Rivera, who's worked with, I mean, I think he kind of sucks now, but he's worked with a very good running quarterback before
Cameron Newton in
Cam. So, like, it's obviously they have a pretty decent O-line. Like, I think that could work really well. But I don't
know. That'd be fun.
I mean, I don't like the Commanders, so I. But I mean,
well,
I don't.
Because you haven't taken command yet.
Right. All right. So we already talked about Jesse Bates. Deron Payne re-signed with Washington. Speaking of them.
Didn't he go to Penn State?
No.
No, that was De'Aaron. No, I'm sorry. That was something Jones. It's some Titans D-line.
Yeah,
Daquan Jones.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyone have anything to say about that? I mean, they have probably the best front four in the league.
Their D-line is insane.
The problem is they can't pay all four of them. So... And honestly, Young might be the odd man out because he's going to be the one that asked.
He also hasn't really played much.
And he hasn't played much. He played. Yeah, he didn't. Did he play at one snap last year?
Yeah, he played at the very end of the season.
Yeah. I don't know. He had a really good rookie year, and then he hasn't done anything since. So, yeah, he's probably the odd man out.
Yeah. And Montez Sweat got a contract. A big contract.
Montez Sweat was really good.
Yeah. I think he got a big. And then Jonathan Allen's the other one. Like, they have a good team, so. It'll be interesting. Javon Hargrave, which is 4 years, $84 million, goes from the Eagles to the Niners. I mean, that Niners defense is the best in the league. I don't think that there's any debate about that anymore.
And they kind of they kind of had a hole at D tackle in terms of like talent. Like, it's not like their interior run defense was bad, but it's like they had Javon Kinlaw, who wasn't anything special. Now you got Javon Hargrave, who's one of the best run stoppers in the league.
Didn't he have over 100, over 10 sacks last year?
Who, Hargrave?
Yeah. I think he had like 11 and a half.
Could have, yeah.
So, I mean, the contract's a bit big for a defensive tackle, but, like, I mean, they're a team that doesn't pay their quarterback. So
it's also going to be impossible to run on that team.
Yeah.
Even, like, it already was, but.
Yeah, good luck to, I almost said Chris Carson for the Seahawks. Good luck to
Chris Carson.
That seems like so.
I mean, good luck to him because
he's retired.
Good luck to Chris Carson with his neck. You
know? Yeah, I was gonna say.
Need like metal or something, but like scrap.
Yeah, like a
scrap.
Rod.
Kenneth
Walker. Oh my god, dude! My football knowledge like right now is
Michigan State.
Well, I mean, the Cardinals don't really have any.
James Conner.
So.
Is James Conner a free agent?
I think he's still there.
Yeah, and then oh yeah, he. I think he re-signed last year.
Yeah, and then the Rams don't really.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like you. Just yeah, it's anyway. Just. Yeah.
All right, so here's the Giants one. Saquon Barkley tagged. And Daniel Jones, 4 years, $160 million.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, as a Saquon fan, I kind of wanted to see him leave and go to a different team. Like, I know the Bengals, Jets, or No, not Jets. I just saw like where Zeke like wanted to go, and he said like Bengals, Jets, Eagles. Like Eagles, like would have obviously been a great spot.
Yeah.
Like Bengals, like I wanted to see him go to a team that's like set to like make a Super Bowl run, and like I mean, sure, the Giants made the playoffs, but like
it wouldn't be the craziest like, thing.
But think about all the QBs we see in the Super Bowl. Could you picture Daniel Jones there? I mean, I guess Jimmy Garoppolo made it.
Also wouldn't have been able to picture Jalen Hurts there.
Also, Nick Foles made it too. So.
But Jalen Hurts has been really good.
No, I'm saying like before this year, you never would have pictured that he would have made it. And then like,
yeah, I mean, I guess like saying,
I mean, I'd love for you to be right.
Then again, we've seen Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, so anything can happen.
Yeah, that was really unforeseen. But like Daniel Jones has already been in the league like what, 4 or 5 years? Like
six.
Four.
Oh.
So
he
like
was a six pick.
Oh. At a Duke.
Yeah.
Can we really see him leading a team to Super Bowl?
Well, he's not the one leading them, but I know.
Exactly.
It's like, Saquon.
Well, yeah, but it's like
I mean, it was either that or you trade for Lamar.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what are you going to do? Sign Garoppolo? Like, well, how like, much better is he than Daniel
like,
Jones?
I don't understand, like, what the Giants are doing. Like, they signed Jamison Crowder. That's, like, their fourth slot receiver. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
dude, he's been, like, three teams in three different seasons.
Like, it just Brian Daboll's a great coach and makes them a playoff team, but, like, I just can't see him going any further.
Wait, Jamison Crowder's been on every New York team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't see him going any further because they're just
I
don't know. They really good. They need to try and go get like D-Hop or sign Odell back. Like they got to make some moves because they're not really doing anything.
Yeah, they're not. I mean,
another receiver.
I don't know how they're
going to get traded.
They're going to draft like another slot.
No, they
receiver.
Should draft like Quentin Johnson.
That would be like a perfect fit.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like
or
what
Jackson
they thought Kenny Golladay would be.
Yeah, Jackson Smith and Jigba would be good.
I mean, a slot guy, though. But that's where he's done his whole college career.
Quentin Johnson would be – Jordan Addison would be good, too.
I think Quentin Johnson would be the perfect receiver.
Yeah, oh, I would.
I think the Giants draft all three of those guys. That's a solid core.
But
that would help a bit.
I think so. I think that they're arguably better than the receivers they have now.
I think they made the right move with going with Jones over Barkley because we've – as good as Barkley is, like, we know the running back thing in the league.
Well, also, franchise tagging your running back is definitely cheaper.
Yeah. Well,
what is
yeah,
it,
it
like,
would have been.
You get paid, like, the league, like, the five best players in your position to average.
Yeah, so Jones would have made $45 million.
Right, no, but I'm saying Saquon would have wanted more, and they tagged him. So, like, they got him for much cheaper.
Yeah, well, oh, in that sense, yeah.
And as long as Daniel Jones stays, like,
he's got to do what he did last year, which wasn't
– He has to do what he did last year, which was really good, and only
– At being conservative.
Get him so far, yeah.
That's
like,
also true.
Sure, it definitely makes more sense to pay the QB than the running back, but, like, you're kind of stuck with Daniel Jones now, no matter what, unless you want to, like, cut him. And...
Well, it's a weird situation for the Giants, but, well, I don't know. I think they made the right move for now. The number might have been a little too high for Jones. But,
that's okay.
Darius Slay, weirdly, like, got cut and then re-signed.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't even know.
I've heard it might be because, like...
Was it because of money?
Well, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, like, they thought he was going to come back and they were going to pay him a lot, and then he just left for Detroit, and so, like, okay, Darius, come back.
Yeah,
so Darius Slay signed back is, like, a second option. He's kind of like...
I guess.
They kind of had to, like...
Oddly enough, he was the second option.
Yeah. I would not resign to the Eagles being like, hey, we tried to pay this guy, he left us. Do you want to come back to us? Like,
yeah, because he, like, tweeted out, like, I'm... Like, Philly, I love you or something. And then, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson re-signs – or signs of the Lions, which, I mean –
That's a great ad.
It is. Like, I am going to bet on them to win the division.
I don't understand – so, like, this is a move that – I guess a few moves, but, like, I don't understand why they got David Montgomery instead of trying to re-sign Jamal Williams.
Oh, I think Montgomery's actually really good.
I do. No, I do,
Montgomery
too.
Younger?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like whenever I hear Jamal Williams, he's, like, been in the league for so long.
Yeah,
he's on his third team now.
Yeah.
I mean, it just
I would have just cut Swift. If you were Montgomery and Williams,
well, Swift, yeah, okay, Swift, yeah, because I was gonna say. Well, I feel like
I don't know. He like actually wasn't that good.
I feel like Montgomery and Swift are like, they're not like the same type of running back, but they're similar.
Yeah, and
we're like, I'd rather just like Williams and Swift complemented each other very well, I thought. And
oh yeah,
it's like,
yeah, it's weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't like the combination of those two as much as Jamal Williams and DeAndre Kamara. Swift.
Well, do you think the Saints signed Williams because of the Kamara like core trial?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
because it's so weird because it all should have just been done with last year, and it's not like, well, I thought they were going to be good, but
yeah. I mean, I think Kamara's prime is like definitely, you can say it's definitely over.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah,
like
a
he didn't really do good last year. I mean, obviously the team wasn't good, but like they signed Jamal Williams, like he's gonna have his court, like he's gonna take goal line work, like.
I mean, that's going to happen anyway, because even when Kamara was really good, Mark Ingram was there to take.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, with Jamal Williams there now, like, he's going to lose a lot more work.
Also, just, like, Taysom Hill is going to take some goal line work, too.
That, too.
Which I also don't like Saints running backs because of that, because Taysom Hill can just come in and swoop a touchdown whenever.
Yeah, I don't – well, I mean, I think the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson signing is perfect. 1 year, $8 million, like, for
that's kind of
top
a steal.
10 safety – top one nickel corner, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
You can tag him after this year too, right? Or do you have to be like on a 4 year deal?
No, you can tag him if you're gonna be a. I think you can. I don't know.
I think they should.
Well,
he's like that good.
No, but the thing is, if you tag him, he's automatically top five in like money in the position at the position.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess yeah. Well,
so
I mean,
which
we'll
isn't.
We'll see if he deserves it.
I'm sure. Yeah.
They don't have to pay Hutchinson yet.
Yeah, that won't be
Swift
for a while. I wouldn't pay Swift. Once Swift's contract is done, I would get
him
to the curb. Yeah, the Montgomery signing is interesting because I actually do think he'll be very good there. Because Jamal Williams was very good there last year, and I think he's probably better than him. Like, in terms of being a pure running back, he's probably a little bit better.
I think guaranteed double-digit touchdowns.
Yeah, I think Montgomery there is going to be very good. I think he's going to be just like Jamal was last year. Except Montgomery – the thing is about having Montgomery and Swift on the same team is that you're going to have games where neither of them are on the field.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, like, I feel like
that's when you bring in Craig Reynolds.
I forgot about him.
I feel like, yeah, Montgomery is better than Jamal Williams, but, like, when you have DeAndre Swift there, like, it just –
yeah, it's
weird. I don't know. It seems odd to me with him there.
I mean, although I think altogether, though, like, that team is looking really good. They also got Cam Sutton for the secondary, too, who's really solid. So, yeah, I will be betting on – and that's not really a hedge because I still think the Vikings are going to make the playoffs. But I, if the odds are good, I'll be betting on the Lions probably to win the division.
I think they're the favorites right now.
So. They probably are.
Actually, they don't – I mean, like, Jared Goff is the issue there. Like, who knows
even – I don't even think he's an issue. Like, he was top,
like,
really seven
good
in almost everything
last
year.
Do you think he's going to be, like, that good again?
I think
he's – a healthy Jameson.
He's
kind of
just, like, distributing the ball. He's like – and he's kind of, like – Daniel Jones, and like, he doesn't turn the ball over, but like he also throws it deep and can really like
I never would have
healthy Jameson Williams too.
Yeah, and Amon-Ra is a top 15 receiver. They have a very good running back duo. They have a really good O line. Their defense is looking up. Like
Dan Campbell, coach of the U.
Maybe I mean it's possible. Like I never would have thought that I'd say this, but Jared Goff has had a complete career revitalization, going from Sean McVay to the Lions.
Yeah. I still think the Rams won that trade, though, because they won a Super Bowl.
Oh, 100%. But unless the Lions win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years, which, I mean,
honestly,
who knows?
At this point,
who knows?
Yeah.
Lavonte David re-signed with the Bucks.
He's old.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know.
That's just a graveyard team at that point.
Yeah, pretty much. They got Baker, too.
And cut Leonard Fournette.
And they cut Leonard Fournette, which I would have done the same thing.
Baker is going to be kind of hype on the Bucks.
I feel
like he's going to be like Jameis Winston type, 30-30.
I thought the Rams might re-sign him.
Baker?
Yeah.
No, he signed with the Bucks. Like
no,
he,
I know. I thought like they...
Oh,
like,
oh. I thought that would have been...
Done.
No.
So that's probably why they didn't try to sign him.
I would have signed him to like a 2-year deal. I make this Stafford's last year because he has like that neck issue or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have him retire for this year and then Baker takes over in 2024. And he just backs up Stafford for a whole year. We've seen that work plenty of times.
I'm
so,
definitely going to like... Bucks receivers next year, though, because I feel like Baker Mayfield's actually going to, like, air the ball.
Yeah, I think Godwin will be – I don't think he's going to be much – this is going to sound crazy. I don't think he'll be much worse than Brady was last year.
Mayfield?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Brady did not have a – that was
that goes into it.
Yeah, that was a very mid-year.
Yeah, man, like, Baker on the Rams played pretty solid, and the Bucks offense right now, or going into the season, as long as they don't have any major injuries, should be, look a lot better than the Rams offense did at the end of the year. The problem is their coaches are idiots, so I don't see them winning over like 7 games, but I think that they'll be an interesting team.
The one thing I didn't like with Baker on the Rams was his number. Like
17. Yeah, 17. Yeah, that looked weird.
Like, I just, like, for quarterbacks, I don't like that number.
Yeah. Orlando Brown signed with the Bengals. That might be the best, like, one of my favorite signings of the whole thing.
It's a good signing.
Not for that much money, and that's exactly what they needed. So,
yeah.
Derek Carr signs with the Saints. I found that out waking up on a couch in Fort Lauderdale. So that was fun. Yeah, fuck Derek Carr. He's dead to me now.
I mean,
I just hate the Saints.
They resigned Michael Thomas 1 year, too.
They did resign. Oh, it was only 1 year?
I think so.
I didn't even know that.
I think it's a good signing. Like,
how would it?
I don't know. Like, are they really going to be a good team next year, though?
No. I don't think that they're going to win. I don't think that they're going to win the division at all.
Yeah. There's, like, a lot of teams, like, signing QBs that's just like, okay, congrats. Yeah, they're paying a mid QB a lot of money to do what?
The Raiders traded a mid QB to sign another mid QB.
Who's probably he's worse than Derek Carr, I think.
Oh,
I don't.
Their Super Bowl odds literally went down when they signed Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah. That move makes no sense to me.
What, Garoppolo?
Yeah. Why? Not just Garoppolo, but like. Why would you cut Derek Carr to sign Jimmy Garoppolo?
Who's the same person?
The same person, but like older and worse.
I think Carr's better. I think he's much better.
I guess I'd agree.
It's because of McDaniel.
Yeah, I guess, but like.
And that he's won before. Yeah. I mean, he's a winner. He has a very good
Jimmy
record.
G and Josh McDaniels reunited. The Pats connection.
Yeah,
but like when you watch the Raiders, though, like how much did Josh McDaniels actually do on the Patriots? Probably not all that much.
He was their OC, right?
Like forever.
Yeah.
Like he was a terrible coach when he was the coach of the Broncos.
I was gonna say, he became the head coach before and he was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, like I don't think that the Raiders, like, I think you can make the argument that Garoppolo is better than Carr. I probably wouldn't make that argument. I would have went to the draft, which is weird. Like, I guess because, like, they kind of had to have a contending offense around them. Like, when you have Devontae Adams. Which then they also traded Darren Waller to the Giants. So they're just kind of moving, like.
And Foster Rogers got
canceled. That's not their fault.
I think it is on Josh McDaniels. Like, Darren Waller, like, did something. And, like, where you kind of, like, left Josh McDaniels out. And then, like, that next week he is when he got traded.
Yeah, because Josh McDaniels told, like, everyone he was getting married. And then Darren Waller wanted to keep it, like, under. Like,
yeah, that's right, yeah.
So it's kind of like a situation how they didn't show up to Bo Callahan's 16th
birthday. It's kind of a situation where Josh McDaniels sounds like a fucking bitch.
I mean, Josh Jacobs doesn't even like.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, McDaniels was a terrible coach before, and, like, now I just think he's a terrible, like, he's just a bad coach.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, when you go to the Raiders, that's what's
come
cool.
on, that roster was so good, and you.
They won what?
Tournament
six
to
games?
That,
yeah.
And now you're just trading your players because, like, you did something wrong to one of your players? Like,
yeah.
He just seems like a bitch to me.
It's weird. Like, they're making contending moves. Like, I think signing they're making contending moves, but then they're also going backwards at the same time. Like, they just have no identity right now. Like, they're franchise tagging Jacobs. I don't even know what that means for the future of the team. Then they traded for Devontae Adams last year. They haven't looked to trade him at all. They signed Garoppolo, which is a contending move, but then they get rid of Waller. They get rid of, I don't know. They just don't have an identity right now. And it's very strange, but I mean, Carr to the Saints helps them a little bit, I guess, because it's better than Dalton. I think their offense will be nice, but I don't really believe much in the rest of the team. So
yeah.
All right. Tony Pollard got tagged and Jacobs got tagged. We talked about Jacobs. And Pollard got tagged and Zeke got cut.
I think those are both good moves.
I agree. I mean, the Cowboys are a contending team, so you don't have to pay Pollard a crazy amount of money. But also, if he can't handle a running back room by himself, then you sign someone next year.
Yeah.
So I think that and which I've seen a lot of things with them drafting Bijan that I don't understand that at all. They have a lot of other needs than getting a second round guy. Yeah. And Pollard's nasty.
And Zeke to the Eagles potentially. The in division battle.
Yeah, I would love that. I'd actually fucking love that.
I think he would look sick in the Eagles uniform.
That is true, and I think it would be such a fuck you to Dallas because like I don't even think that they did him any wrong. Like he wasn't that good the last
it ever was since very obvious that Pollard was the better runner.
Yeah, and ever since he got his contract, like he clearly wasn't as good as he was before.
Yeah.
So I think that would be great. I don't know. I would love to watch that.
Yeah, plus Miles Sanders is on the Panthers now, so like the running back room is his.
Well, they also signed Penny.
Right, but like he's not going to start over Zeke.
I mean, Kenneth Gainwell's, I think he's a pretty good running back, so.
Yeah,
well, if he signs Zeke, he's starting.
Penny will get hurt.
If he signs Zeke, he starts Zeke, though. Like,
it's not like you're.
You can honestly do the same thing
like,
Dallas did.
You think about it, like, when Leonard Fournette was cut from the Jags, you kind of think, like, oh, wherever he goes, he's starting. He split time with the Bucs. Didn't start right away.
Yeah, Ronald Jones.
Like,
who also Ronald signed Jones. With the Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Geno re-signed. I think we all kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
Tremaine Edmonds signed with the Bears, who also traded the first pick, which we actually never talked about either.
The Tremaine Edmonds signing.
It's very. It's way too much.
And TJ Edwards signing both confuse me because I'd rather pay Roquan Smith all that money. He's just much better than both of them.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I didn't. I kind of did too, and it's just,
yeah.
Just keep Roquan Smith because he's one of the best linebackers in the league.
I think they just didn't want him at that point. If they could have paid him, they just chose not to.
That's hard to believe though, because he's like one of the best linebackers in the league.
And Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds are like
they're both good players.
Solid.
But I'd rather have just Roquan Smith.
Yeah, and then they also got They got Deontay Foreman. They got DJ Moore in the trade, which I think, everyone can kind of agree they robbed the Panthers.
Yeah, DJ Moore is not going to be. He's not going to produce a lot because Fields.
I don't know. He didn't have anything in Carolina either.
Yeah, but like that's kind of like a terrible situation to go to. A QB that primarily runs the ball.
I think he's gonna just turn into being inconsistent, because I think the Bears are gonna have some games. Especially with this roster now, where they're going to – well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, their offense is going to look really good, and then I think that they'll have some where they look really bad.
So that's the Bears last year.
I mean, their
offense
like never looked good last year.
Huh?
I feel like their offense was, like, never actually good last year.
Unless Justin Fields, like, ran for 200 yards.
No, I know, but, like, even that, I don't consider their offense good.
I guess I meant – I guess I mean, like, their passing game.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's
why, like, it's a bad situation for DJ Moore. You go to a team with, like – no QB, and then you go to one who runs the ball 75% of the time.
Yeah, but that's true. I don't know. I mean, with that, though, like, the Panthers have done a very good job, like, in compensating for what they lost, like, getting Miles Sanders on a decently cheap deal. They got Hayden Hurst. They got Von Bell for the safety position. On a defense that's already severely underrated. Obviously, they have the number one pick now, and they're either going to take Young or Stroud, which apparently it's leaning Stroud right now, which I don't understand. But I still think that this team will probably win the division.
Panthers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I think Reich is great. Oh, they also signed Thielen.
Yeah.
Which is honestly not big news.
Yeah.
I don't. Unfortunately. It's not big.
He's gonna have to be their wide receiver one, right?
Yeah.
No one signs Zadarius this year, right?
He's still on the team.
Kendricks. Where'd he go?
Chargers.
Yeah. We talked about that last week.
I
wasn't there for that.
I don't think Frank Reich is a good coach. He's a good OC, but where in the one time we've seen him be a coach, he has not been that good.
He got the last week to the Jaguars, and they make the playoffs.
One bad game.
There's
a whole season of bad
games. Exactly.
I think he got the shit end of the stick, and I think he's going to be good.
How many years was he there, and how many years did they make the playoffs?
He was there like
two and a half years.
He's there like 2.5 years. They made it, and then they were – I mean, they didn't make it.
I think he's a fine coach.
Did he start with JT?
He hasn't really done that
JT.
Much.
Was that his first year?
Yeah.
I don't.
That would make sense.
They have made a really good GM. I just don't.
They made it when they had Philip Rivers.
So that was 2 years ago.
And a veteran QB.
I don't honestly. Yeah. I don't know how long he was there.
So it was Rivers, then Matt Ryan.
Wentz.
I think that he could.
Rivers, Wentz, Matt Ryan.
I think he could develop a young quarterback really well, but they also need. They need to sign or draft a receiver, and they don't have a lot of draft capital now. So,
you don't think Alec Pierce is a good wide receiver too?
He's not on the Panthers.
He was the reason why one team came to the.
We talked about the Colts so traded. Much.
What?
He was the reason why they even traded for Wentz, because they're like, oh, Wentz was really good with Frank Reich on the Eagles. Let's have him on the Colts, and he's going to be back to normal. He was literally still trash.
Wentz was not trash on the Colts.
He was pretty mediocre at best.
He was like,
were they in the playoffs?
At best, yeah.
No, but he was okay.
Yeah.
I've said a lot that I like Carson Wentz, but he was like, okay.
He's not top 18.
No. That year, though, he was.
No.
He probably was.
I don't really do anything. I don't know.
He was so bad on the Commanders last year.
I don't know. I think
they had Jared Stidham over.
I think they were good.
And also a Mickey Mouse division. We're not. Why are we disregarding their division?
It's literally Derrick Henry, and that's it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Reich is good, so I think that he'll do good things in Carolina, personally. Jordan Poyer re-signed. Huge for the Bills because they have been declining and losing some guys. We talked about Marcus Davenport last week.
Bills are going to win the Super Bowl because everyone's hating on them now and doubting them because they're losing pieces.
That's what I said like right after the Super Bowl this year, and now I kind of think Miami might win the division.
I said Super Bowl, not the division.
No, I know, but like...
Well, yeah, they have Jalen Ramsey now.
They have Ramsey now. They got Vic Fangio for defensive coordinator, which I think is a great move.
They need a running back, I think.
They re-signed Mostert.
He's going to get hurt.
Yeah, probably.
The Jets officially get
Rodgers, I still think that they're going to finish third.
Third?
Yeah.
That division is pretty good.
I think the Bills are...
I would take them first or second.
We've seen so many times like these old quarterbacks go to new teams and it not work.
Yeah, but Tua's going to die again, so they're going to get third.
They got Mike White.
Well, what older
that's
team
true.
Use?
Wilson?
I don't think he's ever as close to as good as Aaron Rodgers in his career.
I mean, I guess, but I don't know. I don't know how great of a move it'll be. Well, no. I think he'll be very good. I think obviously Rodgers will be great on the Jets, but like,
yeah.
They're still such a young team. They have no experience besides him. And Rodgers has been like so comfortable with Green Bay his whole life. Like, I think that he may come out and struggle there.
He's either going to retire or just go to the Jets. I think he's just going to retire when it's all said and done.
Like,
I want Alan Lazard. They get Alan Lazard and he just retires.
Like, he developed with Davante Adams and it took a while. He developed with Jordy Nelson and it took a while. Randall Cobb, all these guys. He's going into a completely new system. We've never seen him do that before. So I think it...
Well,
if he
didn't
does.
See Tom Brady do it before and he won a Super Bowl his first year.
That's true.
I also disagree with the take that, like, the Jets have the higher leverage on this because I think the Packers have everything on this.
Oh, no, because they know the Jets want Rodgers.
They know the Jets want
now
Rodgers.
They do,
they're fully committed. They've already decided that Jordan Love's going to be their quarterback next year. And so they can just play the – and, like –
They're probably just like, honestly, like,
give us everything.
If you're not going to give us enough, like,
he's just gonna
let Aaron retire. Yeah. Like,
what do they have to lose? They've already committed to Jordan Love. They don't. They're like, okay, we're done with Aaron Rodgers. It's only the Jets that really want him. So they're like, okay, give us everything
for him. Yeah. It will be interesting, though, to see the compensation for him because
Tyler Conklin's going to be in the trade for some reason because they need a tight end.
But, I don't know. There's like a lot of different scenarios because like now Elijah Moore just got traded for the Browns, so they have an extra second round pick that our friend who's a Jets fan was saying that they're going to end up using in the trade for him, which I think makes sense. Then like obviously Rodgers is good enough to warrant multiple firsts. We just don't know for how long he's going to play and everything, so we don't know if they're even going to be in the deal, so that will be interesting. But
I think the Jets are trying to just figure out if they're like win now, because if you throw in firsts then you're win now at that point, because you're just throwing your future away.
But yeah, I don't know. I really like what Miami's been doing. Getting Fangio, getting Jalen Ramsey, resetting Mostert. They got someone else that I'm forgetting.
I think Zach Charbonnet would be a good fit on Miami. Don't know why.
I would like that.
They
can use another running back because Chase Edmonds went to Denver.
They have Jeff Wilson. No, yeah, he did go to Denver.
Yeah. No. He went to Denver in the Bradley Chubb trade, and then he went somewhere else. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's fucking Chase Edmonds. Yeah. But, all right. The Bucks re-signed Jamel Dean.
Oh, we're going through all, like, 100 of these people?
No, we'll be done soon. The Draymond Jones thing. We talked about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Odell's still not signed. Oh, yeah. Another contending move. The Raiders get Jacoby Myers, who is worse than Hunter Renfro, and they give him $11 million. So that I don't understand.
Well, either. Patriots.
Patriots got Juju.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's I'm right. saying like Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the Patriots got Juju, which doesn't make any. That might be the worst move yet.
Yeah.
Because it makes zero sense.
Fucking the Patriots. There's another team kind of the Raiders. Like, they have no direction.
Yeah.
Like, they.
Yeah, I agree.
I love shitting on the Patriots, but, yeah. like, I actually feel like I have a valid reason now because, like, everything they're doing is so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get why they signed Mike Gesicki.
Yeah, no.
I asked my friends, like, oh, tight end depth. I'm like,
that's a good enough tight end, though, that, like.
They're paying Mike Gesicki, like, $8 mil a year. But, like, why? Like, he's not going to see the field on that team. He can't block.
Right.
And that's kind of what they want.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It's silly.
Mike McGlinchey got overpaid by Denver. James Bradbury re-signed with the Eagles, so they got both of their corners back. Juwan Taylor signed with the Chiefs, so they get rid of Orlando Brown and get a guy who's probably a little worse, but I think it's a good idea. Dalvin Tomlinson signed with the Browns. That defense is going to look really good. Dalton Schultz signed with Houston for 1 year, $9 million, and apparently turned down a deal from Dallas that was for more money and for longer. Thielen, we said. Sutton, we said. Jimmy G, we said. Patrick Peterson went to the Steelers. I mean, he was good last year, but I don't know how long that's going to last.
They have Patrick Peterson ahead of Byron Murphy.
Yep. Yeah, the Vikings got Byron Murphy. We talked about that last week. Falcons re-signed Caleb McGarry, which is good. The Cowboys re-signed Leighton Vander Esch. Oh, the Dolphins also got David Long. That's what I'm talking about. He's a very good linebacker.
He's on the Titans.
Jimmy Ward signed with Houston because D'Amico Ryans, which was good. I mean, that's pretty much it for, like, the major names. I mean, Luan got cut. Marcus Peters, I don't even know if he got cut or if he was just a free agent. Amos got cut. Okay, Kendricks is the 68th player on this list. That's hilarious. Jermaine Pratt re-signed. Oh, Mecole Hardman signed with the Jets. Yeah, it's pretty much it for the major moves. We talked about Hayden Hurst, yeah. Yeah, there's no really other huge moves. Kareem Hunt's still free agent. I mean, there's still a lot of guys out there. Odell is too, but yeah, I mean, anyone else? Were there any trades besides Ramsey? Which also the Dolphins fucking robbed the Rams. I don't even care if he's worse than he was before. Like,
yeah, I can't believe they got him for only a second round.
Third.
Oh, it was third.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it was him. Fucking. I don't know. We talked about it. But is there any other? Oh, Devin Singletary also signed with Houston, and Damien Harris signed with the Bills.
Dolphins signed Houston too.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think there were any other trades. So, all right.
Wait, Dalton Schultz was on that list.
No, he was. I saw him.
Oh, was I just blind?
I guess.
It was just, this was list was made before he signed with the Texans.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, we'll get out of here. I think next week will be our first mock draft because the draft is in like a month. So, again, we're a little busier than we were last year. That's what happens when you're juniors. But, or in college. Yeah, so we will see you guys next week. I don't know what day, but it'll get done. And
I hope so.
Yeah, anyone have anything to say before we get out of here?
Me.
Yeah, that.
All right, perfect.